Wyoming Senator Fred Baldwin joining me live over the phone with a legislative preview. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
Really good. Good morning, Duke. How's everything up north?
Hey, fantastic. Really appreciate you giving us a call today. And, well, it's the legislative session begins in about a month and a half from now. But I happen to know firsthand experience, just because I work with one of your fellow senators, that this is a 12-month-a-year process. So, Senator Baldwin, what are some things that you've been working on since the last session leading up into the upcoming one?
You know, a lot of things we're going to hear in this upcoming session are going to reflect things that we heard last session that didn't get totally resolved. You're going to hear a lot about tax, or lack of taxes in the budget. Wyoming is in quite a huge budget crunch for a number of reasons, but tax is going to be one of the big words you're going to hear, and a lot of anti and a lot of for. You're going to hear a lot more about education because of the loss of some of our revenues. There's a deep, you know, shortfall in education. So education is going to be a key issue, and healthcare is going to be a key issue again. But generally, the revenue picture, that's going to be the overriding. Everything we talk about and do this year in session is somehow going to be reflective of the economic situation and the shortfall of revenue.
No, it's not a budget session this year, right? And so, so no budget decisions are made directly, but a lot of the decisions that are made this year will affect when the budget is decided on the next one.
Actually, this is a budget year.
Oh, it is. Okay. I had that backwards. Okay.
Yeah, this is our 20-day session. It is a budget year this year.
Okay. All right. Senator Fred Baldwin with us live on the air this morning with the weekday wake up. Senator, you mentioned health care is going to be one of the topics, and that kind of has to be your background. Anything specific on the health care front?
You know, one of the interesting things that came up, there's several proposed bills out there now. One has to do with reducing pharmaceutical costs, and that of course is very important. Anybody that's on any medications can tell you the incredible cost of medications. It's grown way beyond control. That's some of the stuff that's out there. Another big thing that actually didn't come out of the healthcare committees is there's another proposal to expand Medicaid, which of course, as you know, and most everybody that's familiar with Wyoming legislation or with Wyoming healthcare, is quite controversial. Out of the revenue committee, there is a proposed bill that did pass committee that will come before the session this year to expand Medicaid again, with hopefully some sideboards on that to control it, as that has a large input from the federal government. That's the argument for and the argument against, is that we won't want to become more dependent on the federal government, which we already are quite dependent on the federal government. But Medicaid expansion will be a big topic again this year.
You mentioned taxes, of course, as well, and that always naturally gets everyone's ears pricked a little bit. And there's been tax proposals the last several years on how to offset the declining revenue. Anything different this year from years past that you're seeing start to come ahead, or is it going to be a lot of the same rhetoric that we've heard the past couple of years?
You're going to see a lot of the same stuff. If you're familiar, the tax that came out last year, the corporate income tax, which is sometimes called the big box back tax, will come again out of revenue committee. That will come before the House before it comes to the Senate. But that revised bill, it's been changed up a little bit, but it'll be very familiar to most. That is the big tax news coming out. And then there's some issues regarding wind tax, et cetera, which is very controversial. A lot of the same things that have come out before are going to come up again. And you hit it right on the nose, is that a lot of those proposals have come up in past years and have not gone very far. There's a pretty serious anti-tax feeling and sentiment across the state of Wyoming, not just in the political parties, but across the general populace. Wyoming's lucky, and we have a low tax structure, and we kind of like to keep it that way when we can. But on the other hand, we do have a shortfall of revenue, and we do have to find a way to get a new revenue stream, as the minerals industry are declining or not dependable.
You know, Wyoming also takes a lot of pride in not only having the low taxes, but also in being one of the best in the nation in funding education. And under the current revenue situation, that's been hard to keep up. So what do you see happening with education in the upcoming session?
You know, that's a tough one to call. Wyoming is spoiled. We've depended on the coal industry chiefly for a number of years. Coal has paid all of our education bills and all of our tax bills in Wyoming for a long, long time. And coal is declining, of course, not just in Wyoming, but across the nation. And there's a number of proposals out there to try to replace that, but I don't know that anybody has the full answer yet. We're lucky that we have some money in reserves, and that's kind of kept us afloat. because for at least 10 years, maybe 9 years, we've been looking and knowing this shortfall was coming, and legislators way before my time were wise enough to put that money aside so that we had that reserve to keep us going, and that's what's kept us afloat, but it's not going to last forever. And I think that's the big job of the legislature now, is we've got to find some kind of replacement, some kind of new revenue stream to make Wyoming more stable. And along with that comes, of course, the call for cutting, for budget cutting, for government cutting, and making us a more streamlined, a more efficient government. And that's a big job. That's going to be a big job that the legislature has to work with in a short time.
Wyoming State Senator Fred Baldwin joining us live this morning on the Weekday Wake Up, Swift and the Spur. Senator, everyone is on a committee. Remind us what committees you are on and what kind of work's been taking place over the last few months with those committees.
You know, sometimes, Duke, I forget all the committees I'm on, but the big committees I'm on the Labor, Health, and Social Services Committee, the Joint Committee. I'm on the Revenue Committee. Those are the two chief committees I'm on assignments, but I'm also on the task force, an opioid task force, which comes to a conclusion this year, here in a few weeks. I'm on a national task force, the Opioid Addiction Task Force. It's a national coalition of legislators across the nation. I'm also on the the State Health Force Construction Task Force, which is ongoing. We have two big projects going on, one in Lander, one in Evanston, with the State Hospital and the Learning Resource Center that will come to a completion hopefully by the end of next year, and that task force will resolve. And then I'm on a couple of other task force, but those are the chief ones that I'm on, and that's my focus on healthcare. There's a lot going on in the healthcare and in the mental health field in Wyoming. It is also, along with all the other things facing budget crises, that is a part of the problem, as well as there's a huge mental health problem in the state as well as the other states, and the lack of funding and the revenue shortfalls are causing a problem there too. But the problem itself doesn't go away. Just the funding for the problem is having issues.
Sure. Well, Senator, thank you so much for your time today. Anything we missed about the upcoming session you wanted to mention today?
Nope. As always, and I think I've said this in the past, Duke, is to be sure you contact your legislator, be that me or be that whoever is your particular legislator from the House or from the Senate. Email them. That's the best means. Right now, while we're not in session, give us a call, catch us at the grocery store, wherever, and let us know your thoughts, because we depend on that, and without that thought, then we're on our own, and we cover a lot of territory, and we need input and need to know what you want from us, because we represent all the people out there.
Wyoming State Senator Fred Baldwin from South Lincoln County joining us this morning on the SVI Radio Network. Senator, thank you very much.